culture is usually considered to be a human trait. Animals may use tools or communicate, but humans create new behaviors and pass them on to others. In fact, anthropologists say that's not exactly true. Groups of chimpanzees seem to exhibit different cultural customs. And this week, a team working in Southeast Asia announced that another ape, the orangutan, possesses culture. The finding appears to shorten yet again the divide between humans and our ape ancestors. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
As big as a man and covered in orange hair, a full-grown male orangutan lives mostly in the trees. He's not very sociable, but he can be noisy. Duke University anthropologist Carl von Schaik heard lots of orangutans while living in a Sumatran swamp, and he noticed some peculiar things about one group in particular. They liked a certain fruit, one protected by lots of needle-like spines. To get the edible seeds inside, the apes used a tool, a sharp stick, to pry open the fruit.
But then when you cross a major river, where there are orangutans, where there are these fruits, we know they eat them. We couldn't find any tools at all, so we had found a cultural boundary.
The orangutans on the far side of the river had plenty of sticks available, but they didn't use them. Most ignored the fruit, others smashed it to get the seeds. The stick trick seemed to be an invention created by one group that was passed on as far as it could go, an element of culture.
If culture is innovation followed by social transmission, the innovation happens at a particular place, then you get the spread over space until it hits some barrier. And we found that pattern, suggesting that, yep, we're really looking at culture.
Van Schaik took his case to a major orangutan conference in San Francisco. All the experts were there. He was nervous. But it turned out that others had also seen orangutan behavior that varied from group to group with no apparent reason. For example, the kiss squeak, a signal of annoyance recorded by one of Van Schaik's colleagues, Michelle Merrill. When the primatologists compared notes, they found that different orangutan groups created variations on the kiss squeak.
In some areas, they kiss on an object. It probably makes the kiss louder. And that could be their hand, but it could also be leaves. And for instance, in Sumatra, nobody ever kisses on leaves, whereas in Borneo, in several populations, they kiss on leaves. It seems arbitrary, but that's exactly the kind of indicator that tells you that culture is happening.
In his paper in this week's journal Science, Van Schaik lists 24 orangutan cultural behaviors, some strange indeed. For example, males commonly knock over dead trees or snags. One group developed a spectacular variation, what Van Schaik calls snag riding,
where the male actually holds on to the snag as it is crashing down and then jumps off sort of halfway, which is quite an impressive feat.
Performed, says Van Schaik, to impress females, as if you had to ask.
Overall, this is really quite surprising.
Harvard University primatologist Richard Wrangham.
That a species that is relatively solitary should have sufficient social opportunities to not just invent, but then socially transmit these behaviors.
The discovery could mean that cultural behavior is 14 million years old. That's when orangutans split off from the primate line that led to chimps and humans. Presumably, orangutans behave now the same way they did then.
One of the big things this tells us is that there's a lot of different behaviors that may turn out to be similarly socially transmitted in other animals that haven't been examined in a similar way.
There may not be much time left to study orangutans, though. There are only some 20,000 left. The forest where Van Schaik did his work is being cut down for timber. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.
There's a wild orangutan call and kiss squeak at npr.org.